Good night, Shabbos. Tell the Chaverim, this week's Parshas Re'eh, beginning to bless the month of Elul, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Hashem is coming down into the closest place that we can reach Him this time of year. It's an incredible time. It's an incredible moment. And all we really need to do at this beginning stage is to move an inch, to move a little bit, to start that journey. Not to make big waves, not to make big changes, but to move just a slight bit. The beautiful mashal that we read this morning from Rav Yogel about the train conductor tooting his horn. This man was walking and he was very tired and he fell asleep. And unfortunately, he fell asleep on the train tracks. And the train conductor sees the guy on the train tracks sleeping there. And he's tooting his horn and he's honking his horn. There's no way he could stop in time. All this guy needed to do was just move an inch to the side. That's what Elul is. It's the tooting of the horn. It's the beginning of the noise of the shofar, of the davening, of the alchets coming our way in the month and weeks to come. And all we need to do is move an inch, begin to shift our perspective, begin to shift in our way. Re'eh anochi nosin lifnechem. Hayom bracha uklala. The Sfarno says there's really only two choices. There's no middle ground. There's bracha and there's klala. There's blessing and there's curse. That's the decision we make when it comes to the beginning of the month of Elul. Choose bracha. Choose to go toward bracha. Because if you're not going towards bracha, God forbid you're going in the other direction. We should be zocha to have a beautiful Shabbos. We should be zocha to have a beautiful Elul. We should be zocha to begin to move in the direction of blessing to each of us in our lives, for all of Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos, Chodesh Tov.